we go. Okay. Glory. Ooh, Shama Kalesti. Ooh, why don't you turn and give someone a high five? Yeah. Tell them they're looking awesome. They made it. Hey, why don't you turn and tell someone they made a great choice? Yeah, turning up this morning. You know why? Because he always turns up. Amen. Amen. I'm convinced he turns up. There's no turning back. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. If my heart's postured in that place before him, he turns up. You know, the word says where two or three are gathered, I'm in the midst. Wow. Turn to someone and say, thanks for turning up. Amen. See, because you bring your increase. Yeah. Bless the Lord. So, I'm going to go to Romans 12 and we're going to sit on this for a little bit. You know, God has really just landed here. There's going to be some recapping and I'm prayerful that I get a little bit to the grace gifts. But these are, you know, I'm convinced that God in this hour that is equipping his church to actually operate in the three different groups of spiritual gifts. He's preparing us to, and I believe that we're going to be operating in them like never before. Amen. The power gifts, the grace gifts, and the fivefold ministry gifts like never before. I believe he's going to open them out. But the thing is to actually to operate effectively in those places, to operate powerfully within the gifts, the equipping that he has given us, the grace gifts that he has given us, the power gift that he has given us. Our hearts need to be postured in a place of worship. In other words, it's all unto you, Lord. Everything that I do is a worship unto you. Amen? Bless the Lord. So let's go to Romans 12 and we're going to read verse 1 again. I appeal to you, therefore, brethren. This is a bit of a recap. I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, and beg of you, in view of all the mercies of God, to make a decisive dedication of your bodies, presenting all your members and faculties as a living sacrifice. Someone say living sacrifice. Oh, hallelujah. You know, we've been preaching on this, we've been teaching on this, and you know what? The Holy Spirit has been imparting the grace to actually walk in this, this place of living as a living sacrifice. Amen? And what happened just then, you know, like what we had was the altar call went before because the altar call's been going out for the last month or more, or even more than that. There's been an altar call. Amen? There's been an altar call, and I love it that the altar call went before this morning. Amen? But the altar call actually was, it accompanied the preaching of the word. Oh, bless the Lord. You see, because this is just one big meeting. It's not, you know, sort of stop and start, stop and start, stop and start. Amen. Because what's happened is you enter into a momentum. And God is bringing revelation and knowledge to us, spiritual wisdom and revelation. He's flooding the hearts, eyes of our understanding that we come to know the hope. Oh, hallelujah. That he's calling us to, and he's calling us to be living sacrifices in this hour. Amen. He's regrouping his troops. He's bringing the body together and he wants to equip us like never before. You know, you come through, you're equipped through wisdom and revelation, not head knowledge. Head knowledge doesn't equip you. If it did, it would have equipped the Pharisees and the Sadducees. It would have equipped them. They knew the scriptures. Did you know that? Oh, hallelujah. I said they knew the scriptures and they crucified Jesus because they didn't recognize him. Because they didn't have a revelation that he was the Messiah. Oh, hallelujah. You can know the scriptures but have no revelation of Jesus. The word of God comes to bring, to reveal Jesus. Oh, bless the Lord. Amen. And he wants to reveal Jesus to us in that hour. And in view of these mercies, when we begin to see, truly see and understand the mercy that God has bestowed upon us, we cannot help but become living sacrifices. Actually, we consider it a reasonable service because he is showing us his mercy. He is revealing his mercy to us. Oh, bless the Lord. That's a good word right there. That'll do it. That will do it. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's read it again. Let's present your presenting all your members. Someone say all your members, your and faculties as a living sacrifice. Holy. Holy. Devoted and consecrated. Set apart. You see, what was taking place, there was a setting apart this morning. Setting apart. Oh, hallelujah. Consecrated and well-pleasing, devoted to God, which is your reasonable, rational, intelligent service and spiritual worship. I love that. I love that. It's all your members, your whole self, your whole body, your faculties, all your mental and physical abilities. All the mental and physical abilities that you were born with, he's saying, give it to me. Give it all to me. Ah, oh, hallelujah. Give it all to me. In readiness to operate in the gifted, the giftings and the graces that he's imparted into your life. You see, because in him, he has given us everything. Everything for his service. He says, I want it. I want you to give me all your faculties. I want you to give me all those giftings. Everything I've placed in you, I want you to consecrate to me in service to me. Bless the Lord. And what he's saying is it's not a big ask in view of the mercy that I have given you, in view of the mercies of God. Thank you, Father. Present yourself. You know, it's always been the wisest move you could ever make would be to present yourself to God. It's the cleverest thing you could ever do is to present yourself to God. But I believe in this hour, amplify that. Just amplify that. It's the wisest move you could ever make right now is to actually answer the call. Because there is a call that's going out across this nation. There's a call, there's a wooing, there's a cooey going out across this nation. And God is calling his people to worship him wholeheartedly. What does that look like? Become a living sacrifice. Because I want you empowered for this hour. Amen? Hallelujah. 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 He's calling it your spiritual act of worship. And what he's saying is if you think of all that God has done for you, your greatest act of worship will be presenting yourself to him. You know, if we don't understand this scripture, we have a very, very limited understanding of the mercy of God. We don't really understand what happened on the cross. That he actually gave his life for you. And in doing so, purchased you as his very own. In John it says, my little children, you belong to God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You belong to God. You are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. By grace you are saved through faith, not of works. It's in under good works. What is that works? This is the work that I'm equipping you for with those three groups of spiritual giftings to operate in a supernatural way. Amen?
Amen.
That I'm not working for favor. I have his favor, but he says, I want you. Turn to someone and say, he wants you. I mean, he's jealous over us. Amen? Hallelujah. You know, when the work of the cross is revealed, it brings us to our knees. Yeah, you know, like he's actually after the body of Christ to bring us to our knees. If your revelation of the mercy of God isn't bringing you to your knees, you need to continue to pray for spirit of wisdom and revelation to reveal the mercies of God. So it will bring you, that revelation will bring you to your knees and you will start living. Oh, come on. He wants us to start to live because he's given us the very life of Christ himself. He says in Ephesians 2, I think it's 8, he says, when you were dead and slain in your sin and in your trespasses, in order to express the intense love with which he loved you, he gave you the very life of Christ himself, the same new life with which he quickened him, he quickened you. Amen. There's some mercy showing up in that scripture. Amen. Before you could possibly earn it, he gave it to you. Bless the Lord. So he wants us to posture ourselves so that we operate in these incredible spiritual gifts powerfully through a positioning of the heart. In Romans 2:12-2, it says, be not conformed to this world, to this age, fashioned after and adapted to its external superficial customs, but be transformed, changed by the entire renewal of your mind. Man, he wants you completely, he wants our mind completely renewed. Amen. That our thoughts become his thoughts. That we meditate on that we actually walk and live with the mind of Christ. Amen. A spirit of sound mind. By the entire renewal of your mind. By its new ideals, its new attitudes, so that you may prove for yourself what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in his sight for you. He has some amazing things in his sights for us in this time. Amen? Do you know, I remember the Lord saying to me once, I was excited, I was just talking to him and I said, you know, like I can't wait to speak to the people that were walking in the book of Acts. He said, they can't wait to speak to you because you'll be walking in the days of glory. You'll be walking in the glory days. The days of my glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The presentation of our body and our faculties leads to the transformation of our mind and our life. One leads to the other. Now the life of God on the inside of us begins to bring a display by the way we live. This is what happens when transformation takes place. The life of God on the inside of us, the same new life which he quickened him, he gave it to us, he's quickened us with it. This life with its transformation as we give our life to him and he transforms us, begins to bring a display. What does that display look like? The manifestation of the sons of God that the whole creation is groaning for, Romans 8. Amen? The manifestation of the sons of God. Amen? We manifest him. Jesus came to manifest the Father. And we're here to manifest him and all creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Thank you, Father. In verse 2, we see two different instructions. Be not conformed to this world. I feel I'm on repeat from the last time. But are you okay with that? Because I think he really wants us to get something. He wants us to get it. Turn to someone and say, I'm getting it. By faith, I'm getting this. I've actually been redeemed from the concern of repetition. Aren't you pleased about that? I'm being delivered from that one. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. The first, don't be conformed to this world. God has called us to be non-conformists. Amen? Don't behave according to the socially acceptable behaviours of the world. Simple. Not to conform with the world's way of thinking and behaviour, attitudes and convictions. We're called to be non-conformists. Amen? Because if we conform, it's to the detriment of the world. People are looking for something, an authentic way of living powerfully. Amen? And we're here to bring a demonstration of that. Amen? Hallelujah. Just in your everyday language. You'd be operating in the gifts of the Spirit in your everyday talk, words of wisdom, words of knowledge that destroy yokes and remove burdens from people's lives. Amen? Last week, I think I threw out a word, come against stubborn resistance, and I had a testimony that every bit of stubborn resistance just dissolved in that moment. Every bit of rebellion, that someone was walking in rebellion to God in different ways, and they said, it just broke off me. Hallelujah, because the power of God was released. And a word of knowledge. I'm not striving anymore. I'm not striving against that thing. Guess what happened? It disappeared. Explain that one away. Paul said, I don't come to you with words of man's wisdom, but my words bring a demonstration of the power of God, because I want your faith to be in the power of God, not in the wisdom of men. Amen. How'd you do that, Lord? Supernatural. Supernaturally. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Father. Oh, all right. Instruction 2, be transformed. So as I look into the Word, the Scriptures lead me to Him. As I look into the Word, they lead me into Him, and He transforms my life. Oh, come on. He does a work in me. He works in me. As I look into the Word, say, Lord, teach me, lead me, guide me, show me who you are. What he does is the Scripture begins to work in me. His words begin to work in me, and he transforms my life supernaturally. I'm not going to do it by filling my mind with information, but he does it by filling my heart with revelation. Because when he reveals him, he reveals me. He calls the Word of God a mirror. He says, look into that mirror and see who you really are. Look to me, look to me, look to Jesus and see who you really are. Because he's the firstborn among many brethren. He's the seed that was multiplied with his death. Amen. If Satan had a knew how many were going to come forth, he never would have crucified him. Amen. The Lord of glory. And that glory he's given us. He said that. He prayed that in John 17. He said, the glory, Father, that you have given me, I have given them that they might be one. Amen? Amen. And how many of you know in Psalm 133 that God commands the blessing in the unity of his people? That we be of one mind and one accord. It's only God that can do that. We'll never do it by arguing about theology. But we have unity of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Someone say that's good news. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. As I said, you know, people are looking for the church to be relevant. Yeah, that doesn't mean conform. That doesn't mean conform. There might be a bit of persecution that comes through, but never mind. We're good for it. Turn to someone, give them a high five and say, I'm okay with that. Amen. He wants to remake it, remake us. Amen. He wants to transform us, give us a new attitude, change our attitude about a few things. Is this all right? Thank you, Father. We go to the Word and the truth changes us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He goes on to say in Romans 12, 2, so that you may prove for yourselves what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God, even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in his sight for you to discover. It's there for you to discover. It's there for him to reveal. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Father. I can't get to all of this. That's okay. We're good. We're still on review. Have you noticed that? It's good though, isn't it? Woo! You know, if the word stops being delicious to you, you've got a big problem, mate. I mean, if you sit there and say, oh, far out, move along, I heard that last week, you're in big trouble. Now, because if you really heard it last week, you know what you'd say? Say it again, play it again, play it again. Amen? There's more. I want more. There's more in that. There's more in that. I want to dig a little deeper. I mean, if you're hungry for the word, you're going to dig a little deeper into the revelation that you've already been given. Let me say it again. The measure of thought and attention and study that you give to the word that you hear will be the measure of virtue and knowledge that is added back to you, and more besides will be given to those who hear. Mark 4. Amen. In other words, if I'm going to dig into this, I'm going to sit on this scripture, I'm going to sit until we get it. And digging into it isn't you just coming on a Sunday morning and hearing it again, mate. It's taken, open up your Bible. Opening up your Bible and going to that word that was quickened in you this morning. Going to it and meditating, chewing on it until you digest it and it becomes flesh in your life. And he says, then you're ready to have some more. Amen? You see, it's all about stewardship of what God's doing right now. And that's why I'm sitting on it, because I want to steward what he's bringing. I'm not after another good message. No, you don't need another good message. You need a living word. You need living bread and living water. Amen? Man won't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And what comes out of the mouth of God, he watches over to bring to pass in your life. Come on. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Don't miss an opportunity to bless the Lord. Never miss an opportunity to bless the Lord. Don't let that opportunity lean into the moments. Never miss an opportunity. You don't know where your breakthrough, oh, hallelujah. You don't know what breakthrough is going to come if you lean into the moment. Hey! What does that mean? What does hey mean? Come and drink. Come drink. Be proactive. I'm not here to entertain you. Have you noticed? Be proactive. Eat, drink. Eat and drink. You know the Holy Spirit will not force feed you. He prepares a table for you in the midst of your enemies. But he says, come to the table. Come to the table. Oh, dear. Hallelujah. All right. Whatever. I think that'll do it, really. I think that'll do it. Has anyone heard anything today? Have you caught anything today? Well, I've got some really good stuff here. But you know what? You're doing good. It doesn't matter. Do you know what qualifies you to operate and move in the Holy Ghost? Preparation. Preparation. Amen? Preparation causes activation. Because he's watching in 2 Chronicles, he talks about God is watching to and fro, looking to and fro all over the earth, looking for someone that he can show himself strong on their behalf. And I don't know whether this is hanging together or hung together. Did anyone get anything out of what I just said? Did you catch something? Two or three of you, did you catch something? Can you just appease me? You got something? Bless the Lord. If you just take that seed, you know, that little mustard seed, you just take that seed, you know, and you water it. Revelation. The revelation will bring forth manifestation if you steward it well. I really believe that a lot was just caught and imparted this morning. And it was really an impartation time. But you know what? I want to get onto the grace gifts. I want to get onto the fivefold gifts. I want to get onto the power gifts. But bottom line is, God says to me, people have been learning about that for a long time. Have you noticed that? Over the years, we've done course after course after course, and we will continue to do courses. But he said it's so important people position their heart. Amen? Because that's when they will no longer be disappointed. Because it's the positioning of the heart. When you operate in the gifts from the right position, you will see results. Amen? So let's let him do that work in us, church. It's a rendered heart. It's a living sacrifice. It says it's not about me, Jesus, but it's everything about everything you've done for me. And my heart is rendered. It's got nothing to do about my garments. I'm coming, I'm turned, and I keep on coming until every hindrance is removed, every blockage is removed, and broken fellowship between you and me has been restored. So I become a living epistle, and you get to be seen and read by my life and by the power that follows my life, the power of God. Amen. In this time and in this season, won't you stand up? Bless the Lord.